Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Oshikoya Speaks. I'm still your host, Wani Oshikoya. This is like the 1,000th time I'm saying that. But yeah, thank you for joining me on another episode. Make sure you subscribe, as I said. Please make sure you subscribe. I'm trying to hit 10,000 subscribers in the next 2 weeks. Actually, in the next 2-3 weeks. So please, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube. And yeah, God bless you as you do so. Today, I'm joined by the dynamic duo, Ajebo Hustlers. Thank you guys for joining me. Thank you for being here today.
What's popping?
Thank you for honoring my invites. How are you guys feeling? How are you doing?
We're good.
I love it. Today, nobody told me about the severe nature memo, but
Yes, sir.
Next time, I'll make sure to do that. Catch the memo. How are you guys feeling? How's the year been treating you so far?
It's been good. It's been chilling.
But it's a crazy year.
Crazy year.
Yeah.
These Tinubu times. It seems to be affecting everybody, but
we move.
You don't even have a choice. Can't wait for Tinubu now.
Yes, sir.
But how have the past few months been for you? The past 2 months of the year, obviously. And just like, let's say the last quarter of last year, how's it been musically for you guys?
Basically, we've been working. We just dropped a new single featuring Odumodu Black. Yeah, Celine Dion, which is doing great. We're working on our deluxe too for Bad Boy to get 101. So it's been amazing.
How's making music as a duo? Like, I feel like that's the first question I should ask. Because we've never obviously had a conversation before. So like, how's it like making music as a duo? Is it that you see people say, oh yeah, today we're doing this. This is what we want to make. Or like the vibe is always just there. I'm guessing the vibe is always just there.
Like sometimes we just like not necessarily be in the studio together. Sometimes one person might be in the studio, and when you're done with the record halfway, you send it to the other person. Or sometimes we are all in the studio catching vibes.
Yeah, but there are times when like maybe one of you makes a song, like starts a song, and the second person isn't feeling it, so you just leave it. Are there times like that?
Yeah, I feel like there are a lot of unreleased songs. Yeah,
not unreleased, the halves. That's only one complete person.
Yeah, that's still the same thing.
Happens.
Does that happen quite a lot?
Not every time. You know, sometimes you're not inspired. You might just wake up the next day and listen to the same song and you have inspiration.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. So let's talk about, like I said, I haven't had a chance to speak to you guys before. So this feels like a blessing, you know, excited about this. But let's take it back to before you even met, before you came together to start. What was the individual journeys like for you? Like, what was your first encounter with music, basically?
For me, I had this friend, his name is Azunda. So he owned a studio with his brother, and I always wanted to record. And so sometime like that we met, and I was talking to him, and he told me, oh, like he had a couple of songs, and then he had a studio he could work to. So I went over to his place, and then that's how I started like recording there. And I remember like the first song I recorded was produced by Orbit. Yeah, Orbit. And I think when I made the first song, I was really obsessed about it because I played it like a million times, and I just kept on envisioning like so many things in my head. So I'm just like, you know what? I think I really want to do this. So,
how about you, Navid?
I started off like rapping in social gatherings in secondary school. So there was one studio opposite my school, Matchless Studio. So I think that was where I recorded my first song. And it was so cool. Yeah, I just loved the way I sounded on the record. And I was like, I want to do this often. That's how I almost started.
That happened. Interesting. So people say that, like, this is something that... Wizard Chan was here a couple of minutes ago, and this is a question that I asked him. But this is something that I heard. People say that, like, you can't do music with anything else. Like, music is literally your life. How's that, like, is that... What do you guys think about that?
Yes.
Do you agree?
Yeah, it's correct. Like it takes all of you. I feel like you can't do music one leg in and one leg out, because except you want to make music that's just surface level music. But if you really want to connect, like you have to give your time and give you might not be recording like every day, but even when you're not recording, your mind, like everything you're doing is just channeled towards the music. Mm-hmm. So, and that's the way you're tapping, and then like you really connect and make like real music.
That's interesting. Okay. So now as a duo, you guys have basically come together. You met when you were working somewhere or something like that.
At a kitchen service.
At a kitchen service.
Yeah, Margaret's.
And then, how many years ago?
That's like 11 years ago.
Damn.
That's a long time.
It's been long ago. So you guys have been making music together for the past 11 years?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So coming together now, you guys have come together now. You're about to start making music together. I'm talking about basically 11 years ago when you guys came together. What would you say that like you basically saw in each other and you knew that, okay, yeah, we need to do this together?
So when we drop our individual songs, then...
Oh, you released the songs?
Yeah, we had individual. So people were feeling it, but we noticed that anytime we are on a record together, like people are, the energy, the comments are going crazy. So it was more like people were saying that, you guys are compatible. I think if you guys come as a group, as a duo, that you guys would like be really big. So
excited.
We thought about it. And
How much did that take from you, so, you know, to come together? And, because I feel like that's a lot. A lot of people don't really like
sharing
blessings.
Yeah.
So, but coming together is actually makes you stronger, obviously.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Takes a lot of discipline too, so.
Interesting. I mentioned that you say that.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? I mean, I understand.
Yeah, like, I feel like for you to be in a group or, like, you have to be a little bit selfless, like, to get, like... Yeah, able to share, because like you're sharing the same stage, you're sharing the same records, like, you get me, so.
Fair enough. So what was growing up like for you? What was growing up like for you guys? Did you guys grow up in Port Harcourt?
Yeah.
Both of you?
Yeah.
So what was growing up in Port Harcourt like?
Growing up in Port Harcourt is crazy. You have to, like, be street smart. Because if you're not street smart, the next boy might just chance you. You have to shine your eye. And it just makes you stay grounded, you know. Like, especially when you come from an average home, you just understand that, or more, I have to take every opportunity, every chance that's given to me. So, yeah.
What was it like for you? I mean, you have different experiences.
I grew up in PH, and I grew up in Dube. That's like one of the most like roughest part of Port Harcourt. You don't want to come to Dube.
I don't.
Yeah. I grew up in Dube, and it was really rough there. Like, it was really rough growing up in Dube. You just had to be street smart to survive there. Like, every day is like new drama, new
chaos,
new movie. Yeah.
But I guess it's part of the reasons why you're here today.
Yeah,
it makes you tough, makes you stronger.
Yes, sir.
Although I don't want to go there, though. I don't want to find out. I know that, like, Port Harcourt has a lot of slangs, and you guys obviously incorporate that into your music. Things like ghost lifestyle. So what does that mean? And because I'm guessing it's a lifestyle, and kata-kata music, and a lot of crazy stuff that you say. Where did all these things come from, obviously?
Goose is something we normally say on our record.
Yeah.
So we figured out that a lot of people, like the people that listen to our music, they keep saying it. So we just created a community for that, like the Goose lifestyle. So anybody that listens to Archibald's Last, that is a fan of Archibald's Last, is living the Goose lifestyle.
Yeah, but what does it mean? I also want to live a Goose lifestyle.
It's an outboard. Goose.
The way we do
movement, you know.
So it's the lifestyle.
Yes.
Interesting. And kata-kata music.
Yes, sir.
What's that?
Our type of sound.
Yeah.
Because it contains hip-hop.
A lot of genre, like, just a lot.
High life. Different things. Kata-kata.
Like, versatile like that. You can do anything.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So just bring different things. So
when you don't add plenty things, you guys say it's too much kata-kata trouble.
That's very, very, very understandable. Yeah. And your music, like I would say, is very, very, very inspiring. Like, there's a lot of storytelling. There's a lot of, I want to say, encouragement, because there's some sort of just using your stories to encourage people and just help people understand what is basically like the most important parts? Because again, there's two of you. So what is one thing that you, both of you know that you have to bring to a song when you're trying to communicate with your audience?
I think it's just, I don't know, like, I feel like when we make music, we really do not overthink it. Like, yeah, like, isn't, we are never thinking, oh, like, we want to reach out to these people or do this or do that. Like, every time we go into the studio is just striking out, you get me? Like, laying down ideas and, like, just working, basically. We don't overthink it. We don't try to be extra.
Mm.
You get me? Like, whenever it clicks, like, it clicks. Like, times when the record goes off, it goes off, so.
Okay. And Port Harcourt has become a hotspot. Literally some of the hottest artists, like I said, Wizard Chan was here a few hours ago. Like, some of the hottest artists are coming out of that place. What do you envision for Port Harcourt in the next, let me give it 2 years, in the next 2 years?
I mean,
in terms of music, of course.
Yeah, I think at the entertainment side, like the artists, the people coming out are giving the place more visibility. So I think a few years from now, there'll be more investors looking for artists over there to sign.
Yeah, but do you think there's, like, in terms of diversity in the music, what do you think about that? Because every single artist that has come out has been different. Like, there's a different style. That every time you think, okay, you've seen something, there's something else, and it's coming out from the same place.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, what are, like, who are some of the people that you listen to? Let's even start with that from there. Let's even start with, like, underground artists.
Underground artists. Underground.
From Port Harcourt.
There's this guy, Hotspot.
That's his name.
Yeah, he's a rapper.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's very dope. Yeah, there's...
Kemal
is from Port Harcourt.
Yes.
November.
Yeah, November too.
He's from Port Harcourt as well.
Yeah.
So there's just a lot. There's a lot coming out.
Different styles.
Different styles, different people.
Yes, different pattern.
So what's sort of like the most challenging part about being a duo? About being a duo, yeah.
I mean, there's no challenges for me, but I see everything as a journey. You get, like, I just see it as when I say it's supposed to be, that's how it's supposed to be. We just find it, no matter how bad it is, we'll just find the best way we can get it going.
Yeah, but I'm sure there are obviously, like, some sort of, you know, back and forth. But obviously, you guys have gotten to a point where you have, like, a certain understanding.
Yeah.
And, like, things just work. Like, you know that, okay, this song is not done, this one is done.
Yeah.
And you just put that together. So, yeah, who are some people that you basically draw inspiration from in terms of the music, in terms of the lifestyle, the post-lifestyle?
Not based on lifestyle, but I just think, like, musically.
Yeah.
Like, musically, the person I really connect with, and I've always connected with, is Burna. Because I think he's, like, one of the few artists that really has depth. Like, he has depth. Like, you can listen to Burna and be happy and, like, party, and then you can listen to him and be sober and reflect and think, oh, like, what's this guy saying? Yeah. And you don't have a lot of artists like that, because, like, you really have to be grounded to be able to talk about certain topics or, like, make certain type of music. So Burna, and then Omale too. Omale, like, his writing skills is crazy. Like, his mind runs wild. The kind of things he says, like, if he doesn't say it, no other artist will say it. So, yeah.
Okay. Knowledge, how about you?
Nigerian artists.
I mean, just generally.
I listen to a lot of Jay-Z. A lot. Cassidy, Fabulous. Then sometimes I listen to Duncan Mines because Omo... it's just crazy because he says a whole lot of things and I connect to his music. The cultural sound is just, it's different.
Nice. And you guys, your music basically sends, like, always, it's always, in fact, let me say that, it's always sending some sort of strong messages and, you know, like I said, just encouraging people. How important is storytelling to you? Would you say, like, storytelling is a very important part of
it? Yeah, it sticks. Yeah, it sticks. I feel like a lot of times, like, when there's, like, because the market is saturated, like, there's a lot of, like, music out there.
Yeah.
So if your song comes up and then there's really nothing relatable, so it just goes like, you just play it and then it just goes. They don't remember. And that's why I never really, you know, even if you have, if it eventually has to blow up, like you have to push and push and push and push. But when there's a story, it's like there's something like the audience are, yeah, they relate to. So like whenever they listen to a song, even when they are having a shower or do something, like it just comes, plays in their subconscious. And that's how the song sticks with them. So me personally, like I like when we make songs and we have like a direction, like the way we did Loyalty, like Barrow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
And were there some things that you hoped to do with your music that you're already doing?
I'm doing everything I want. Mm. Everything.
What a flex. What a flex. I love it. So your EP is coming, basically. I mean, say that we can speak about it. So yeah, your EP is coming very soon. Can you talk to me about like the process, the creative process, and yeah, just what it was like. What is like, what has been like working on this? How long have you guys been working on this?
Not so long ago. It's pretty much like most of some of the songs we got our friend Sonic. Like we have Zlatan and Black Bones.
Okay.
We have King Promise. We have Sakodi. We have Rebel. We have a lot of people.
Yeah, Magic's on it too.
Magic's as well. Yes.
Yeah. What's the process like? What has been the process like?
Yeah, it's more about like we're just trying to be informative, you know. Bad boy etiquette, educate the youth in as much as we give them vibes, make them still just
give them OT.
Yeah. Is there a theme around the project? Is there anything that you're working on around the project?
Yeah, it's called Continuous Assessment, theme of Bad Boy Etiquette 1 and 2.
Yeah,
okay, I'm excited. When is it coming? Sometime soon, though.
In a bit, in March.
Okay. March is starting tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
So, what's the rest of the year looking like for you?
More releases, and we're working towards a show too.
Okay.
Yeah, a line show in our city, Port Harcourt too. Yeah,
I haven't done. Carry me to PHC.
Yeah, I haven't done a show in our city like in years. So.
You haven't done your show yet, our personal concern,
and that's something we really like to do. Like, a post lifestyle fest type thing. Call like our core fans and everyone to have.
It should actually be called Post Lifestyle Festival, or something like that. Make sure to infuse the lifestyle. All right. Okay. So, well, thank you guys for joining me today. Thank you for having us. Time to come on the show. Hopefully, we bring you back after the EP, sometime after the EP.
Yes, sir.
Continue the conversation from there.
Yes, sir.
But yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you guys for joining me on another episode of Oshikaya Speaks, and I'll see you guys next week. Make sure you subscribe, like, share, all those important things. Please tell them to subscribe, like, and share.
Subscribe, like, and share.
Post, comment.
You see?
Everything.
All right, guys. Take care. Bye.